For BYU Idaho Radio, I'm Emma Isaac. I'm here with Randy Beard, and he is the Information Technology Platform Services Manager for BYU Idaho, and he is speaking in today's devotional. Well, first, before I jump into some questions about the devotional, first, can you tell me a little bit about yourself?
Well, I've worked at BYU Idaho for about 23 years in IT. I've had several different positions. Right now, I'm the Platform Services Manager. I worked at a few other places before that, and I'm married. My wife is Pam, and I have two children, Jacob and Eliza. Jacob is married and has two little sons. I have lived around Rexburg for quite a few years. I grew up in Teton Valley, east of Rexburg, and I like outdoor things. I like to spend time outside doing things when I'm not working.
You've been here at BYU Idaho for quite a few years now, and previously Ricks College. What has your experience been like on campus here?
Well, that's a great experience. I attended Ricks for 2 years back in the early 80s. That's where I got my first education to start my career, and I quite enjoyed the experience when I was going to college, and I kind of always had it in my mind that I would like to go back someday and work there. It took me around 15 years of working other places before I had an opportunity, and I've really enjoyed working there. The people are great. The students are great. The environment is, it couldn't be better. I've quite enjoyed it.
So I was able to read your devotional talk before this interview, and I really enjoyed reading it and hearing what you had to say. But I usually ask devotional speakers what their experience was like getting the phone call that you needed to speak at devotional. When did you get the call, and what was your experience like?
It was shocking. I had always kind of worried that someday I might get that call, but I convinced myself that it probably wouldn't happen until this summer. Kind of had the feeling that I probably shouldn't ignore that possibility continually, and so I kind of came to grips with the idea that it could happen. A few weeks later, I was working in my home, got the call. Honestly, I couldn't even talk for maybe 20 seconds. I was shocked. I went into a cold sweat. I was scared, and I'm still scared. But I've come to grips with it, and I hope that it's something that I can share with others that will be meaningful to them.
Your experience sounds pretty similar to most others. I'm sure that's a pretty scary experience to speak to all the students. So I'm curious, how did you choose your devotional topic, and what does it mean to you?
Well, the way I chose it, as soon as I got the call and realized that it was something that I needed to do, I got off the phone and I was working at my computer, and so I just started typing up a list of possible topics that I could talk on. And I did that over the next day or two, just adding to that. And then I started to develop several of the topics. And this one stood out to me. It just felt like the right thing to do. The concept of becoming and being, that idea came to me, I guess, several years ago. I've listened to a few talks about it through the years. President Oaks gave a great talk that I used some of his quotes. That was back in 2000. Elder Bednar has given a talk about it, and several other general authorities have talked about it. And I just like the idea. It's to me, it's a simpler way of living. Instead of focusing on the saying and the doing, it's this concept of being and becoming, to me, feels like the right thing that we should be doing while we're here on this earth. And So that's kind of what it means to me.
Thank you. I feel like that concept is really important throughout your life. But I think especially maybe for college students during this time, you know, lots of important decisions are being made, and anything to kind of help people remember what's important is always a good idea. And I loved in your talk, you mentioned partially about being positive and finding the silver lining in situations. Can you talk a little bit more about that?
Well, I think that's the trick of a lot of things in life is really looking for the positive. There's so much negative, especially right now as we look at our situation with this pandemic and other things going on. It seems like most of our conversation is around how bad this year is, how bad this pandemic is, how bad the government is, so many different things that we're focusing on right now. And really, I think there are going to be a lot of really good things come out of the situations we're in right now that someday we'll look back on and realize that this wasn't so bad. It really got us thinking in new ways and doing things differently. It probably in a lot of ways brought us back to basics that we should have been doing. And hopefully, you know, if this gets over at some point, hopefully we'll remember the lessons learned and stick with those things that became part of this.
At the end of your talk, you talk a lot about kind of the example of Christ and different kind of attributes that he has. So what does the example of Christ mean to you, and have you been able to apply some of his teachings in your life?
Well, I think for all of us, the example of Christ should be right there at the top of our thoughts and everything we do in our life. I feel like, you know, there's several reasons why Christ came to this earth, but one of them is definitely example. I think without his example, it might be even more difficult to live the gospel because, you know, if we never had an example of somebody that had done it and just was that way, I think it might be really more difficult for each one of us. But, you know, to connect that with the concept of being and becoming, you know, Christ used a lot of terminology in the scriptures about that, you know, about becoming like he is and being like a little child, and several phrases and different examples that he gave. And then his life was just about being. He just was who he was. And, you know, I don't think he had to spend a lot of time thinking about things and trying to come up with the right answer or the right action. He just was. When the situation came, he reacted. He said what was deep inside him. And it was a great example, I think, of what we should all try to do in our lives.
Is there anything else that you would like to share from your talk or just in general to college students?
Well, again, just the encouragement, you know, to use this time. You're at a time where everything's changing in your life because of what you're doing right now. But you're also in a time of the world when everything is changing. And so to base your life on anything other than, you know, solid gospel principles and becoming like Christ, becoming the best person you can be, trying to figure out who you are, what's your purpose in this life, and then just solidly building your foundation around that, I think is really important at this stage of your life, because it may not feel like it, but you're probably more flexible, more moldable, more able to adapt to these things and make them part of you, where if you do the opposite and just live your life reacting to what comes, it's a much more difficult life. It's a lot more work, a lot more frustrating and probably a lot more disappointments.
Well, thank you, Brother Beard, for answering a few questions about yourself and your devotional talk. It's been nice speaking with you.
All right. Thank you.